Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Jessie Bennett about a birthday celebration that changed the course of her life.
When I first arrived in my site, I couldn't have been happier. It was a tiny, very rural town in Peru, and I met my host family. And they were just the loveliest people. There was my host mom, Amelia, her husband, Manuel, their adult daughter, Tania, her husband, Carlos, their three-year-old son, Chris, and it was very clear that Tania was pregnant with their second child. We hit it off instantly, and I was just so happy that I'd be living with them, that they'd be my family for the next 2 years. However, early on in my site, my happiness started to dissipate. The living conditions were a lot more challenging than what I was expecting. My family had lived in like a mud home with a dirt floor. They raised guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs would run in and out of my room all day long. And they're very cute, but when there's 12 under your bed, they're kind of noisy. There was no running water in my village, so everyone, including myself, had to wash our laundry in the river, take our baths in the river. And by the time I got back to my house after bathing, my ankles and feet were covered in dirt, so I never felt totally clean. And the hardest part for me was there was no bathrooms in my site. No family had a toilet or a latrine or even like a hole in the ground. So it was really challenging. Every day it was a challenge trying to find a private place to use the bathroom. And it was especially challenging when I'd have any stomach issues, which any Peace Corps volunteer in the room can attest to. Those happen often. So these issues are really challenging physically. And I was also struggling with my work in the village. I was there as a community health volunteer, and I was supposed to be focusing on a project combating childhood malnutrition. The Peace Corps, in our 3 months of training prior to going to our sites, drilled into me and all the other volunteers, all the other health volunteers, work with the health posts. These people are going to be your greatest resource. They are going to help you get your project accomplished. However, when I got to the health post, I realized there were only two health post workers, a nurse and a medical assistant type person. And I saw very quickly that they were totally overworked. They had just way more work than they could accomplish, let alone me adding an extra project to them. Instead, I helped them with some of their work, weighing babies, taking records. One day I helped them vaccinate all the dogs in the town against rabies. It was interesting work, but it wasn't the work I was there to be doing. So I was feeling discouraged in this regard also. But what really, really brought me down in site was when I would talk to other volunteers, other people I was in training with who are now in their sites as well. And I would hear about their sites, and I started to get really jealous. One friend would tell me about their family having a big house, and they're on the second floor, and they have a nice laundry machine. Another friend would tell me about all the people who worked in her health post. There were 15 people there, three doctors who wanted to work with her. And that made me really jealous. And the worst one was the friend who told me that he had his own bathroom. And so I really just every day this jealousy started to grow and to grow. Any little task I had in the day that I knew other people weren't dealing with would make me feel jealous. And then this really horrible jealousy made me feel so incredibly guilty. How could I feel jealous of these other people when I was only in this site for 2 years? The people in my village, they were going to be living there obviously their whole lives, so I felt like such a jerk for feeling an ounce of jealousy. But I couldn't help it. The jealousy was still there, and every single day I'd feel this back and forth of jealousy and guilt, and jealousy and guilt. I think I did a good job of outwardly looking positive to people I was with in sight, but internally I was feeling really pretty miserable. At about my three-month point in sight, it was my birthday, and my host family decided to throw a party for me, and it was so much fun. Peruvian parties have a lot of food, loud music, lots of drinking, and lots of dancing. So a really good time. My host family invited our neighbors, my friends in town, the two health post workers, and it was a lot of fun. However, I noticed my host sister Tania wasn't in our family's like main room celebrating, but at this point she was so big and pregnant, I figured probably not the place for her. However, I also noticed that my host mom Amelia wasn't really present. She would be coming to the main room, and then she would go into one of the back rooms, and then come back, and I wondered what she was doing. Finally, at one point, she came out of the back room and announced, Tania is in labor. She is having her baby now. The music gets cut. The two health workers, who were probably a little drunk at this point, get up, spring into action, rush to the back room to help my host mom help Tania deliver the baby. So me and the other party guests are just sitting in the main room now. We're waiting, quietly drinking beers. The sound of music is now replaced with the sound of Tania giving birth. Poor Chris is crying because he does not understand what is happening to his mom, so we take turns holding him. At one point, I get up, and I'm a little drunk at this point, and I think, maybe I should help. And I go into the back room, and what I see there makes me realize very quickly I have no idea what I'm doing, and I get back to the main room. So we're sitting there waiting, 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 when all of a sudden we hear the sound of a baby crying. A few minutes later, the health post workers and my host mom Amelia come out and announce that a healthy baby boy has been born. At this point, we're all so excited, so happy. The music gets turned back on. More beers come out. Someone points out, Jesse, this baby was born at 11:30 p.m. You two have the same birthday. And that we all just go nuts. And it was the best birthday party of my life. In the days following the party, I was so thrilled, so happy about this really kind of crazy coincidence that happened. Tani and Carlos felt that coincidence also and asked me to be the godmother of the baby. His name is Jose. I, of course, said yes. And I couldn't get over it. Like, what are the chances that I was in this village, in this family's home, on my birthday when this baby is born? It felt like a really kind of beautiful cosmic connection. And I start thinking that, of course, if I had been in any of these other sites that I had been so jealous of, that I wanted to be in so badly, I wouldn't have had this most special moment of my life. And I feel just so incredibly lucky. It makes me realize that, like, I'm, like, exactly where I need to be at this point in my life. This village is where I'm supposed to be. And it makes me look at my work differently, just like everything differently, that the reason I'm here obviously is because there are such low resources, because there is a need, because there is work to be done here. So instead of relying so heavily on like the health post workers that I had planned to work with, I enlist the help of some really wonderful women in the town who become community health workers for this childhood malnutrition project. And they do just such an incredible job. The project was way better with them than it would have been how I had originally planned it. We end up having like a really empowering and pretty successful childhood malnutrition project. And I really owe the success of this public health project to one really adorable Peruvian baby and a crazy birthday party. Thank you.
That was a Stoop story from Jesse Bennett about a life-changing birthday party in Peru. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. Thanks for joining us on The Record. Clear skies tomorrow, good weather for the bike and bus tours of Baltimore's urban farms and community gardens organized by the Master Gardeners of the University of Maryland Extension. Meet up at 8 a.m. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we've got a link to sign-up information. I'm Sheila Cast. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.